joining us as she does every Thursday at around about this time, Adel Kozelski. Adel, good morning. The American elections have really just sent everybody on the spiral, or maybe a roller coaster, of emotions, trying to figure out. Obviously, the Biden supporters delighted that it's looking positive for him, or certainly looks like he's won. Trump supporters, some believing it, some not believing it. But either way, there was so much emotion around this that we find ourselves in quite a difficult situation. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think that before we even discuss it, and we can discuss it and kind of like try to put some pieces of the puzzle together, I think there's a fundamental base that we have to come from as Jews. And that is that God controls the world. And I've been going on about this word control for such a long time now, particularly because of COVID. Because what did COVID teach us? That we're out of control. Meaning that, you know, we could be minding our own businesses and something can just like sweep in, like, you know, from left field that we don't really understand or able to control, and then we all go out of control. And I think that this has been the message of 2020. I know lots of people want to say, well, 2020 is nearly done and let's move into 2021. But I think there's a fundamental consciousness that needs to come into this world, and that is that we are not in control. And be it COVID, or be it the American elections, or be it the traffic jam, you know, at the next robot intersection that you come to, there are things that are being orchestrated by a power that is much greater than us. And if we want to try and even understand what is going on, we need to let go. Because if we don't let go and let God and know that, you know, there's a big world stage and God is moving things around, and really it is at the will of God and not at our will, we become really, really frazzled. I was gobsmacked last week, you know, as the election started and everything that was going on, how people were just so, they got so involved in it. They were eating, sleeping, drinking, thinking, elections, elections, elections. Without anybody really going back and focusing on who am I and what am I doing and what am I contributing and what are the important things in my life right now. Because quite honestly, for a lot of us, maybe the majority of the world, we can't do anything about these elections. And I think it's a balagan, because that's what God is trying to teach us. Like, ha ha, you thought Trump will win. Ah, now you think Biden will win. And I think, ha ha, Trump will win again. Or maybe this or maybe that. And the world is being rocked with uncertainty. And the only certainty we can find for ourselves is when we put our trust in something that is outside of ourselves. And I think to discuss anything like this or anything moving forward, we need to know we're not in control.
I think that's such an important lesson. And as you say, it was a lesson that couldn't have been made any clearer to us in 2020. Yes, of course, there are decisions that we make along the way. Mm-hmm. And nobody's saying that we just adopt a fatalistic attitude and say, well, you know, if COVID's coming for me, then that's cool, and don't behave responsibly. So no one's saying that at all. But the lessons around COVID and the fact that we are so not in control of the major things in the world is something that we need to take on board. And it is so interesting, because the whole fight around the election, certainly, and as you say, South Africa, we can't even vote. It's not even that relevant to us. But yeah. But for the Americans, that it's like every vote counts. You've got to get involved. You've got to do it, because we can control this. And actually, ironically, there's so little control that we have.
Correct. So if you come from that point of view, saying, you know, it says that the hearts of the leaders of the world are in Hashem's hands. We see it in history. You know, at the end of the day, Pharaoh was Pharaoh and God hardened his heart. Like, free choice was taken away from him because he was a pawn in God's hand and God was directing history. And we need to understand that today, you know, for example, our security in Israel is not in the hands of the Americans. Yes, is it nice? Is it good? Is it, you know, we can breathe a little bit more when we have a friend in the White House, for example? Yes, granted. But that doesn't mean that he who is in the White House, whoever's in the White House, is in charge of our destiny and who we are. God is in charge of our destiny and who we are. And we've been taught this time and time and time again. And it feels like the lesson just keeps on washing over us instead of being internalized. That if we actually just went and said, you know, if Hashem wants this now to happen, so that will happen. And, you know, tomorrow morning or in the very next second before we finish this interview, something else can just, you know, just come onto the social media and it will completely change the trajectory of the world. So first of all, we need to let go. And once we know that Hashem is in control and the world is moving towards what Hashem wants, then we can ask the question, what's happening?
Yeah, and it's trying to achieve that balance is to be able to, it's an immense, it's interesting because when I look at the Alcoholics Anonymous and these types of things, it's also recognizing that there's a higher power, whatever that higher power is to that person. But it is saying that we are simply not able to control everything and we've got to give in to something. And there's an incredible peace in that, in saying that, you know what, we don't get to control this. It actually just isn't ours.
Correct. So then if we say that, let's say we've come to this position, right? Mm. We understand that God is in control. So what is happening? And then when we start looking at what is happening, again, we mustn't look at the details because the details from this point of view are insignificant. What is happening? I think what is happening, and we speak about it all the time, is that this is kind of like the final battle between good and evil, between godlessness and godliness, between morality and integrity and deceptiveness and lies. It's the ultimate fight that the world has fought since Adam and Eve, from the time that, you know, they ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and good and evil got mixed up in them, right? And then what happened was that everybody started blaming everybody, right? They said, why did you eat from the tree of knowledge, Adam? Because my wife, it was her fault. Eve, why did you eat from the tree of knowledge? Because it was the snake's fault. And really, metaphorically, that is just about us coming to realize that you can blame, you know, so the Democrats will blame the Republicans will blame the Democrats, but in truth, it's not about that. It's about actually sifting out good from bad. And if you actually look at where the world is right now in our state of innovation and being so technologically, you know, on top of everything and with so much flood of knowledge and understanding in this world, I think we're actually lacking understanding that it's not there to be of service to us and our egos, but to be of service to something much greater. And I think that's the fight. The fight that we're seeing in the biggest, so to call, democracy of the world. And honestly, I do laugh, tongue in cheek, everybody runs away from South Africa because, you know, our elections will go crazy and there'll be barbarism and rioting and corruption. And you're thinking, what happened here? Like, we were supposed to be the ones, you know, in the dark ages and we were meant to look at America as a beacon of light. And I think that everything has flipped, you know.
Absolutely.
It's coming to teach us that Trump and Biden are just metaphorically two concepts coming at loggerheads. And we've got to let the process happen and hopefully pray that good will triumph over evil. And that is where we want, that's where we want to put our votes. Not just in, are you sitting on the Senate or are you in the seat? Are you going to do this or you're going to do that? Because that's beyond our control.
Absolutely, absolutely right. So the message that you would want people to take on board is what?
My message is, the world is changing, and I think I truly, truly, truly believe that we are like almost at the point, you know, if we take the analogy of a woman giving birth, the head is crowning. You know, I think that evil is throwing its last toys out of the cot. And good is trying to push it all out. And it's going to be perhaps an unbearable fight and something that will be like very distasteful to us. But just let the process happen. Look inside of yourself. Ask yourself, how can you contribute to the world and do good and kindness and show respect and live a moral life and leave the rest to God And I think that we're going to see a lot of turning over, a lot of incredible things happening. I think the good is going to overcome the evil, and we are going to see, we are going to see the birthing of what we have been praying for 5,780 years. And that is a redemptive world where mankind, Jew and Gentile alike, black and white, you know, South African and American, everybody in the world will be ushered into a world of peace and of harmony and of health and of all the good things. And we need to play our part now in pushing that good. And just leave the rest up to God. You know, we are going to land up with a lot of surprises now. We've seen nothing yet.
Adel Kozulski, absolutely fascinating conversation. It is 8:53. Thank you, as always.